It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Friday, June 27th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The flood watch issued by the National Weather Service in La Crosse for the Cedar River at Charles City has now been upgraded to a flood warning that will be in effect from Saturday morning to Sunday morning. At 10 o'clock this morning, the stage was 6.9 feet. Bankful stage is 9 feet, with the river expected to rise above flood stage of 12 feet late tomorrow morning to a crest of 12.3 feet early tomorrow afternoon. It will then fall below flood stage tomorrow evening. At 12 feet, barricading of streets begins, and the intersection of Riverside and North Illinois streets may be flooded. The cable pedestrian bridge would be closed. To the north, flood warning now in effect until tomorrow morning for the Cedar River at Austin, Minnesota. At 8 o'clock this morning, the stage was 14.6 feet. Bankful stage is 15 feet. River expected to rise to a crest of 15.9 feet this afternoon. It will then fall below flood stage of 15 feet this evening. Flood warning now in effect from late tonight to early Monday morning for the Shell Rock River at Shell Rock, or from Flood Creek near Clarksville to the Cedar River. At 8:45 this morning, the stage was 10.9 feet. River expected to rise above flood stage of 12 feet just after midnight tonight to a crest of 12.3 feet early tomorrow afternoon. It will fall below flood stage Sunday evening. And a flood warning in effect until early tomorrow afternoon for the Winnebago River at Mason City, or from Beaver Creek near Fertile to the Shell Rock River near Rockford. At 9:15 this morning, the stage was 10.3 feet. The river is cresting now and is expected to fall below flood stage of 10 feet tomorrow morning and continue falling to 7.5 feet by next Friday. Flood watch in effect from late Saturday night to Tuesday afternoon for the Cedar River at Cedar Falls, or from the West Fork Cedar River to the Cedar Falls-Waterloo city limits. At 8:45 this morning, the stage was 84.6 feet. Flood stage of 89 feet may be reached early Sunday morning. Some rainfall totals from across the region for a four-day total of Monday through Thursday. For Charles City, just over 2.25 inches of rain, about 1.75 inches for New Hampton, almost 3.5 inches at Stacyville, over 3.5 inches at Manchester, just over 2 inches at Forest City, 1.25 inches at Mason City, and just over 1 inch in Cedar Falls. A report on possible recommendations for a new ordinance regulating the development of wind farms in Floyd County has been released, but it comes after sometimes contentious discussions earlier this week. In late 2024, a workshop group was formed to seek compromises to various proposed amendments to the county's wind farm ordinance that, if approved, would make it almost impossible to erect new wind turbines in the county. Some of those amendments were made by former Supervisor Dennis Kiefer, who passed away June 10th. A workshop presentation was on the board's June 17th agenda, but Supervisor Boyd Campbell, also a workshop member, had the item removed. Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors, currently comprised of Campbell and Gloria Carr, took up the issue again, with Campbell repeating that he held off on the presentation due to Kiefer's passing and that he would like to have Kiefer's appointed replacement in place before proceeding with the ordinance.
I take full responsibility for pulling that off at a time of a lot of upheaval, and respect to Dennis, okay? And I made that decision, and I will stand by it, and I'm unapologetic for doing that.
Carr agreed that no decision on an ordinance should be made without that third supervisor, but also lobbied for release of the workshop report so anyone applying for the open District 2 supervisor seat has a chance to review it. She also noted the report is only a recommendation. Former Supervisor Mark Kuhn challenged Campbell's decision to pull the workshop presentation without talking to County Attorney Todd Pritchard.
The resolution that in fact amended the county ordinance that started the whole process stated that the board at that time seeks to ensure a timely, expeditious, thorough, transparent, and open to the public review and amendment of the zoning ordinance. And so when you just arbitrarily made a decision to pull it off the agenda without talking to only one member of the working group and not even the county's council, I think that was a very ill-advised decision by you and Mr. Ravel. And I think there's no reason to hold it back anymore.
The general consensus of Carr and audience members Tuesday was that the county has been waiting for a report since the workshop group first convened in January. Campbell took offense to the thought that their work should have been done in quicker fashion for such a weighty issue.
Quite honestly, I felt a lot of pressure, not only from your side, but the other side on what to do. And I'm the single one. I was on that committee making judgments for all the people of Floyd County and decades and generations to come. You know, it's kind of weighty. So I just resent just a little bit that this should be done immediately.
After about an hour of discussion, Campbell agreed it was time for the workshop report to be released, which it was earlier today. While the Wynn County's wind ordinance remains in limbo, both Carr and Campbell voted to extend the moratorium on permits and developments of wind farms in the county to October 7th. You can see the complete wind workshop final report with this story on our station website. A Northeast Iowa woman has been accused of abusing her autistic son. According to court documents, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Kristen Frovel of Kelmer on Wednesday on charges of child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, and assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. Criminal complaints indicate that on Tuesday afternoon, Frovel became frustrated with her 7-year-old autistic son when she allegedly kicked him and punched him in the face, resulting in injuries on his right cheek, left eye, and left leg. Officers took photos of the boy's injuries and called the Health and Human Services hotline. Frovel is scheduled for a preliminary hearing July 7th in Winnesee County District Court. She's being held in the Winnesee County Jail on $6,500 cash bail with 10% surety acceptable. Court records show Frovel was convicted of assaulting an adult female victim in December 2019 and was placed on probation. However, she violated her probation and was sentenced to 60 days in jail in May 2023. The following month of that year, Frovel was also convicted of assault in Alameda County. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.